Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. So let's start the talk. I would like to thank the organizer to give this opportunity to me to talk about the one of my recent work. So today I will talk about the something about a single-half square given digital model, and in which you find a liquid ground state in the intermediate phase. So here, this is the paper which was published in PRB, and this is the archive version. And this is my collaborators, Hong Yao, and currently he's in Tsinghua University in China. And this is Liam Balanz in KTT, who is still there. So actually, this picture is taken in Niagara Fall that I make it, so it's good. Okay, so this is our plan. So first, I will make some brief introduction and motivation, and then I will briefly summarize the previous study of this square given digital model. And then I will focus on the third part, in which we will use the DMRG to study this square digital model, including the magnetic order, the spin gap, and something like the VBS order, and the topological entropy. And finally, I will give a phase diagram. And in the first part, I will try to answer some questions raised by people recently, and finally, the summary and the conclusion. Yeah, so as we know, in the condensed matter physics, there is quite a general principle called the always proposed by Landau, that the different symmetry of states can be distinct by different broken symmetries, and also associated with the corresponding low order parameters. For example, this crystal breaks the continuous translational symmetry down to the discrete symmetry, and the magnet breaks the spin rotational symmetry and the translational symmetry. And then superconductors break the gauge symmetry. Now all these broken symmetries can be described within the Ginzburg-Landau theory and also with the corresponding low order parameters. However, this is not true anymore since the discovery of the fractional quantum Hall states. Such a fractional quantum Hall states does not spontaneously break any symmetries, and therefore no low order parameters. And furthermore, it has some fractional charges. For example, for the Laplace 1/3 states, we can have the fractional charge 1/3. But another exotic state of matter that is beyond the conventional Landau paradigm is a topological insulator and a topological superconductors, which has a double gapless mode or the surface mode. And this another class will be the quantum liquid, which was proposed by Anderson in early 1970s, for example, the topological liquid. Although regarding these exotic states, actually, so although it cannot be described by the conventional Landau paradigm with local order parameters, however, we have some new principles. If the states are fully gapped, for example, we can have the topological order and also the long-range entanglement, which was proposed by Zhang Wen and other people. Now let's move on to the liquid, but before that, let me briefly remind you what is the conventional order. For example, for the spin system, we can have the magnetic long-range order. So as shown here, on the square lattice, the spin in the nearest neighbor can point in opposite directions, and therefore can form the antiferrable magnetic near or long-range order. And also, we can have some non-magnetic order. For example, spin in the nearest neighbor bond can form the spin singulate pair and form such a phenomenon pattern. And this such a phenomenon pattern spontaneously breaks the translational symmetry, and we have such a VBS order. So now this is liquid. Actually, the two-dimensional liquid wave function was proposed by Anderson with the so-called the resonating valence bond states. So as shown here, so there are many spin configurations. Actually, in these configurations, the spin can form a spin single pair and break the translational symmetry. However, the true wave function is a linear superposition of all the possible spin configurations. So therefore, such a state does not break any translational symmetries and also no magnetic order. So now, what's a spin liquid? So actually, so there are two different ways to define. So what is a spin liquid? One way is an intuitive definition. Actually, so a spin liquid is a magnet which does not break any symmetries, even zero, even at zero temperatures. And another way is about from the adiabatic principle. So many so silicon is an insulator which cannot be adiabatically connected to the bending insulator. So currently there are three different classes of quantum silicon. For example, the topological silicon and the critical silicon, and also this exotic quantum speed MOS metal, which is proposed by Leske and Metafisa, who is sitting here. And today I will focus on the topological silicon. As we know, the topological silicon is an osilicate, and therefore it does not break asymmetries even at zero temperatures. And furthermore, it can have very exotic gap excitations with fractional statistics. For example, the billion and more, and even more exotic the non-billion statistics. And also, they can have the ground state degeneracy on torus or on the cylinder. Finally, CNC is a topological order space, so it has a finite topological entangled entropy. For example, this sort of range on the six. And so we have to look for such exotic states. So actually, there are several different ways to find such a state. First, it was proposed by analysis that such states can be formed in the system with geometric frustration or the interaction frustration. For example, there is a cacomelatis which has small triangles, and the scene on the small triangles leading here, the interaction on the three bond cannot be simultaneously satisfied. Therefore, we have some frustration. And another one, we can look for system with multi-speed interactions. For example, the ring exchange interactions, which has been studied by Fisher and Levick and their co-authors. And this is especially for the weak model insulator, which usually happens in the organic materials. Finally, there's another system which can have the liquid ground state. For example, with the strong spin orbit coupling, for example, the honeycomb KTM model. And also, in the past few years, there have already few examples of silicon of the model, which, for example, we can have some exact solvable models with silicon ground states. For example, the quantum driver model on the triangle lattice. Also, there is a generalized quantum driver model on square lattice, which including the second neighbor singleton pairs, the diamond pairs. Also, there is a Torrey code model, which proposed by Kedai. And also the honeycomb KTM model and its generalizations. And all these models are either solvable and have the liquid ground states. And besides that, we have some more physical realistic models. For example, the Kagami-Hassman models. And interestingly, in the past few years, the DMI study to show that the ground state of this Kagami-Hassman ferromagnet turns out to be a little topological quantum liquid. For example, in 2011, so Steve White and his collaborators saw that the ground state energy of this CY hub Kagami-Hassman model is significantly lower than that of the conventional VBS order. And also, in this, so they show that in paper that all the spin called the length, including the spin, them are very short around the one lattice space. And also, it's furthermore shown by this paper recently. And also, the scalar vector quadratic correlation length is also around one lattice spacing. So therefore, there's no spontaneously time reversal symmetry breaking. And also, here, my collaborators and I further studied the entangled entropy of the Kagami-Hassman model, and so that we can get the non-zero topological entangled entropy, which is quite close to the log two. So therefore, just so that this ground state is indeed a little topological silicon. And today, I will focus on another model, is the so-called the spin one half, the square driven gate model. So here, this is a Hamiltonian. So model Hamiltonian. So the first term is the nearest neighbor interactions, and this is second neighbor interactions. And this model looks very simple, but quite interesting. So because due to the So because the digital term, we initially deal with some frustration, also this model will be relevant to the qubit superconductors and ion-based superconductors. And as we know that when J1 dominates, the ground state is, has a near any ferromagnetic long range order. Instead, when J2 term is dominant, we have the striped any ferromagnetic order. So by changing J2 or J1, so at the classical level, we only have one first order phase transition when J2 over J1 equals 0.5. However, at the quantum level, that due to the combination of the strong there's a frustration and a quantum fluctuation that we can, in principle, have some intermediate phase in which both this near any ferromagnetic order and the striped any ferromagnetic order disappears. But indeed, previous studies show that there is indeed one intermediate phase. For example, the spin wave calculation so that the intermediate phase around here, which turns out looks like a spin liquid. However, the large N calculation and the theory's extension so that the ground state turns out to have such a columnar damn order pattern. More recently, that's actually so about more than 10 years ago, so Steve Carlson and his collaborators so that so studied the overlap of the exact ground state wave function of this smart cluster with this nearest neighbor RVB wave function. And in some present region, we find that such overlap is larger than 99.5%. So indicate that so in some present region, the ground state can be a spin liquid. And more recently, in 2006, so the exact diagonalization and the diagonalization in a subset of the subrange variance bound singlet. So that the grounds that can have the plaque valence bond crystal order. So look like this pattern. And this is PEX with a small inner dimension so that we can have the columnar damn order. And also this one, the ED on a little bit larger cluster so that we can have the gap quantum permagnetic phase. So it looks like not consistent with each other. So, but to summarize the previous study that we have indeed one intermediate phase, so in which the both near any ferromagnetic order and the striped order disappears. However, the precise nature of this intermediate phase is still unknown because different study gave us different answers. For example, the spin wave calculation, ED on the smart cluster so that the ground state can be a spin liquid. However, the larger theory extension has and some other studies so that the ground state can have the demo VBS order or the plaquette VBS order. So in order to determine the nature of the ground state in the intermediate phase, we will use DMRG to study this model with much larger system size. So here, here we will use a cylinder geometry. Here this is the Ly, the system width. And LX is the system length. Here, in the DMRG calculation, we study the system with the system length up to 14 like letter. And also, to minimize the finite size effect as proposed by Steve White and his collaborators, we fix the ratio that LX over LY equals 2. And also, for the measurement, we just restrict to the central half of the system. For example, if we want to measure the spin spin correlation function, the such index I and j will be in the central half of the system. So here, this looks like a square like lattice, square shape like lattice. Here, we study the causality function. For example, the spin spin causality function. And we get to the Fourier transformation, get the momentum strike factor. And furthermore, we can get the staggered magnetization other parameter, which is defined like this one. Also, we fit the data using polynomial fitting function to get the value in thermodynamic limit. So here, this is the result for the magnetic near other parameter. So the inset is the magnetic near other parameter So as function of J2 over J1 with different system size and as well as the extrapolation in the thermodynamic limit. They are the main panel are some examples of the finite size scaling. And especially, so for the pure Heisman model without a J2 term, the such a finite scaling give us parameter equals 0.304, which is quite close to the larger scale quantum and color calculations, which turns out to be 0.307. So indicating that our finite size scaling is reliable. So, and after finite size scaling, we find that such a near order parameter is non-zero when J2 is smaller than 0.41, but zero is other regions. And here, this is a stripy order parameter. And once again, after finite size scaling, such an order parameter is non-zero when J2 is larger than 0.62, but zero in some other parameter region. So therefore, this leaves us with an intermediate phase in these parameter regions, in which both the near and the stripy order vanish.
What if I don't understand the second part? Is J2 or J1 that you wanted to show? But here
yeah.
It's J2 equals 0.
But just you say, okay, this, I said J1 equal 1, actually.
Okay.
So I just...
J2 equals 0 and 5 goes to 0, sorry. And J2
yeah.
equals 0.7 and 1. Okay. Yes, 1.
Yes. Sorry. The sizes are not labeled on the x-axis. So, no, no, on the main.
On the main. So here, this is 12.
And the other one is 10.
Yeah, the other one is 10, yeah.
So 10 by 10, effectively.
Yeah, 10 by 10, yes, like that. So because here, this is the magnetic order phase, so it's easy to fit. I just focus on the intermediate phase with the larger system size to determine the ground state. So to rule out the, any type of the magnetic order in the intermediate phase, we further study the spin isolation gap, including the spin singlet and the triplet gap. Here, this is the results of the spin triplet gap, and this is results at the different system size and as well as the translation in the 2D limit. And here, these are examples. And we found that such a spin triplet gap is zero is maintained in the outer phase, including the near outer phase and the stripy outer phase, but in the intermediate phase, it's zero or it's finite. And in particular, at J2 equals 0.15, the spin triplet gap is around 0.1 J1. And here, this is a spin singlet gap, which turns out also to be zero in the magnetic outer phase here and here, but non-zero in the intermediate phase, that's here, when J2 equals 0.5, or for example, J2 equals 0.6. So this is the number.
Which function you use to extrapolate? Because I mean, for the red point, you could imagine you have the curvature. It's,
this one?
Yes, yeah, so I mean, yes. If you were to take the last 2 points, it almost goes to zero. Wait, the fields you propose as a big curvature, so, you know, you get to non-zero value.
So usually for the finite scaling, we need to use as big a system size as we can.
I understand,
yes.
But through the 4 points, which kind of curve do you have?
Is it the curve? So here, this is another point, but we did not use because the system size is a little bit too small.
It's 1 over L plus 1 over L squared.
Yes, it's a polynomial set.
Polynomial
set. Second order polynomial.
Because, for instance, even at 0.6, the green points, I mean, the gap seems really to go to zero, but because of your feet, you end up with a finite time. I just want to understand the reliability,
yeah, sure.
The robustness of this result.
If there's a quantum critical point, that
then
breaks down.
Yes, usually, because
so the shape of the infinity near the ends of the phase, I should
yeah.
worry about.
But later, I will talk about the causality length in the intermediate phase. So.
Wait, so that's in the cylindrical?
Yeah.
But for the singlet gap, so do you targeted the second state?
Yeah, targeting the second state. So they're using Steve's trick, the technique. So we're sweeping first, we get the first state with high accuracy, and then we restrict and then we sweep to the sweeping by focusing on the central hub of the system and targeting the second state. And this has been shown by Steve that this is true for the Kagami. Kagami has some amount which turns out to be a little liquid. Here, actually for this one, I checked the spin signal gap and triple gap and compare the gap I got from the system with different bound condition. For example, use a cylinder bound condition and a fully parallel bound condition. So I got the result that in the intermediate phase, so the two, the isolated gap are almost the same with each other. So
can you say something of the momentum of the first excited state?
No. This is a real space speculation.
Momentum longer, maybe longer
than the same.
You don't know the symmetries.
Symmetry, I did not use the translation symmetry. I only use the U1 symmetry. Means SZ, total SZ is conserved. I'll use that. The DMRG is usually is not easy to encode the translational symmetry. And I only see some calculations use the translational symmetry by taking the momentum as a good quantum number for the quantum Hall states and as well as for the Fermionic Hubbard model. For some other model, I did not see such a calculation. It just seems almost impossible.
Can you explain
more how you get the signal gap? Oh. So first, here we see the larger system size here. This is L, and this is 2L. And we see the whole system can get the ground states with high accuracy. And then we restrict the sweeping in the same part of the system, this one. And target the two states at the same time. Oh, so the first, the whole system with a single ground states. And then after get this ground states with high accuracy, we restrict the sweeping in this region and target the two states at the same time. So therefore, we can get the E0 and E1. And we can get the energy difference between these two. So
how can you distinguish between psi 0 and psi 1? How can you target psi 1?
We can use the language that just target the two states. Lanchard's method, that's the kind of process. It's pretty straightforward.
It's just variational Monte Carlo with being orthogonal to the ground state.
Yeah, so when, I'm not sure if this was the point of Patrick's question, but one point is that one is not finding the global first excited state. It's, you should view this as some local excitation. You would not expect to get the
topologically
degenerate state this way?
Usually this way. I think since that but it's not easy. So as we know, so our paper that the DMRG can usually get the minimum entangled states, right? So if the cylinder is long and the system size is big. So in some point the topological differentiability usually cannot be found, probably missed. So if we target two states like that way, we can usually get the maybe the real first excited states, not the topological relation. This I checked many systems seems like this too. Yeah. Actually, so we even use this way to get the singular gap. And this value is almost the same if we study the system with fully periodic bound condition. It's pretty close. So I think that probably is true.
So that again, so if you use fully periodic and then you do sweeping over the whole thing.
Yeah, whole system, yes.
And then you still get the same gap between those two targeted states?
Almost the same, either. So in particular, in the middle of the intermediate phase.
But then maybe those, you might have thought those would be the topologically neurodegenerate states.
It's not smart.
It's a smaller system.
Yes, right. Well, actually, for example, for the 4x4, it's almost one. They want something like that gap. It's pretty big.
But how big a system did you do with periodic boundary conditions?
I check 8x8.
And that's still, roughly the same size, is it? I mean, are you 0.2?
Yes, you know, for example, I checked several different points. For example, when J2 equals 0.5, J1. So the PBC system with size 4x4, 6x6, and 8x8 is almost exactly the same with that with CBC boundary condition, cylinder boundary condition. Well, I think probably is 1%, within 1% error, you can equal to each other. But in some other data points, it can be slightly different, but not so big. Okay, let's move on. So this is a preliminary phase diagram. So here, this is the intermediate phase, which turns out to be a non-magnetic. So how about the valence bond solid order? So to do this, we further study the first, the Damon valence bond order parameter. So here, this is the Damon operator along the bound. It is along the x direction or the y direction. And further, we can study the Damon struct factor by doing a Fourier transformation of this Damon convolution function and get the corresponding order parameter. And once again, this is an example of the Damon order parameter along y direction, and showing that in the whole parameter region, after the finite size scaling, such the Damon order parameter is zero. And then this is also true for the Damon order parameter along x direction. And this is a causalist function based measurement. And then we can use the pinion field based measurement. For example, we can put some pinion field along the boundary, for example, by making some bond weaker and some other bond stronger. And this way, just explicitly bring the translation symmetry along the y direction. And therefore, can induce some Damon pattern at least close to this boundary. And then we can study the Damon convolution function, which between this bond and some and in the input of the system. And here, this is a causal function, which turns out to be decay exponentially. For example, for the system with a 6-leg ladder and an 8-leg ladder, and this one, and then we can extract get the corresponding causalis length. However, the such a causalis length increases slower than linearly than L1. So indicating that such a pinion field cannot induce this Damon pattern in the bulk of a system.
So you measure the dynamization halfway through the system?
What?
Dy.
Not just along y direction.
No, I know, but what do you actually measure?
So here we can measure, here this is dy, this one, and dy, dot dy is causal function.
Where?
In
the middle of the sample?
No,
D is
the
x direction.
D is the distance between the boundary and the bulk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We measure two different ways.
Okay.
Consider with the other. So that there's also such the Damon convolution function is around the photo 5-letter spacing, so it's not very big.
Do you have Plaquette order or other types of
yes.
order?
Yes, the next slide.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So this is like the other operator on the Plaquette I. So this is Plaquette I. Now, alpha, beta, gamma, e, delta is just a 4-set index around it. So this is a Plaquette operator is defined like this way. It's very complicated, but it's a cyclic permutation of the operators around this Plaquette I. And further, we can study this Plaquette causal function and get the corresponding the struct factor.
You're using open boundary conditions, but taking that sum over the middle?
Yes, middle. Uh-huh. Yes, middle, yes. Exactly. Yes, simple. Simpler way. Because this is eight set operator causally function is really complicated.
One question. If I keep my system size same for a fixed system size, how does the correlation length of dimer order changes as you? It looks like it's probably higher. It's highest in the spin liquid regime.
So I think I did not just directly check the dimer causality length as function of J2 over J1, but I check the causality length at some typical data point in the middle of the system.
But if I just look at this curve, even here it seems like
utilizing the dimer, the various order causality length, it will become a little bit larger when producing this phase changing point. A little bit larger, but actually not quite large. Actually, I have some results to show in the end of this talk about this sort of thing. We can talk about it today. So this is a finite set scaling, and this example of this is a plate order parameter. So here, this is a 2D limit extrapolation. It turns out to be that in the whole parameter region, such a Blackett order parameter is zero. So indicating that there's no Blackett of APS order in the intermediate phase. Okay, this is phase diagram. So yeah, this is intermediate phase. In the magnetic order, just the ice station are fully get no gamma VBS order, no Blackett VBS order. So most likely it can be a topological liquid. Therefore, to provide positive evidence to show that the intermediate phase is indeed a topological liquid, we further study the entangled entropy. So here, this is the entangled entropy. Before that, let me talk about, remind you what is the entangled entropy. So here, this is the whole system, including the A part and the B part. And this is phi is a ground state wave function of the whole system. Then we can get the reduced density matrix of A part by integrating out the degree of freedom of B part. And this is the minimum entropy, entire entropy. So it has been shown by Levin-Wen, Kedel, Presco in 2006 that for a fully gathered system, such entire entropy can have this formula this way. So if the boundary between A and B is smooth, the first term is a boundary law term. The second term is a universal constant term. And usually, so here this constant term will be zero for the topological trio phase, for example, the VBS phase. And for the topological order phase, for example, topological liquid phase, this term will be finite. For example, for the abelian, for the topological order phase with abelian statistics, so the gamma will be large capital D. The D is a total quantum dimension. And more recently, so if we use a cylinder geometry with a vertical cut in the middle of the system, for example, if you look at the square lattice, here this is a vertical cut in the middle of the system. So it has been shown by my collaborators, Zhenghan Wang, Ian Balance, and me that if we take the long cylinder limit, such a cylinder geometry with a vertical cut in the middle of the system will always guarantee us to get the minimum entangled state. So therefore, with the maximum topological entropy for the topological order phase with abelian statistics. So therefore, the topological order phase gamma will be log D, for the topological trio phase, it will be zero. And this is the result for the sphere geometric model. So here, we studied the two typical point is the peak of the intermediate phase. Here, this is J2 equals 0.5. And J equals 0.56, and it turns out that so after the extrapolation using this fitting function, we get the gamma equals 0.7 at J2 equals 0.5, and the gamma equals 0.72 when J2 equals 0.56. So both are quite close to this Mach 2, which is 0.69, assuming that the intermediate phase indeed are topological liquid.
A question: if you approach the critical point, suppose you just keep on plotting it for 0.57, 0.58, up to 0.61 or 0.6. So, how does where does the intercept
as you keep on changing? I mean, as you approach a critical point.
So if we're approaching the critical point, so because as we know that the causal length becomes larger and larger.
Right.
So the first few data points here, I think probably is not reliable. We cannot use it.
But suppose that exists.
Yeah.
Easy, like less than try to use it. What is
It's a good question. I did not check very carefully. Mm-hmm. It's quite close when the face is quite close to the face boundary.
So this is, are you doing extrapolations on LX keeping LY fixed?
Is LY fixed, but LX goes to infinity. It's bigger and bigger. So for example, we study such a data point, the LX is around maybe 10 times or 20 times larger than LY. And then that we can get the...
And so each point here is like an extrapolation?
Yeah, extrapolation, that. Because in that limit, I think we can say something safely about it, that we can get the true entropy when LY is fixed.
Extrapolation basically becomes independent of LX.
Yeah, independent, so yes.
Extrapolation,
yeah.
Just convergence. Sure.
The way I don't
think of this like becoming quasi-one-dimensional. I mean, it's really a 2D. That's what I'm confused
about. Yeah, so there are two orders of limits, right? So you always have to do both. I mean, if you just take LY fixed and take LX to infinity, then of course that's 1D. Right. But now it's still taking LY to infinity, and this is coming from the large LY asymptotics. So it's still a two-dimensional quantity.
That's a two-dimensional feature.
And anyway, you don't actually have to take LX to infinity.
Yeah.
It just saturates.
Actually, when LX is around two times larger than LY, such as LY, as LY does not change as a function of LX.
But eventually, when you expect that it will go back down and disappear?
No. It's almost a flat.
You're still taking LY, so.
No, but if I fix, like, let's say I look at one of these fixed points and fixed LY.
Well, you can't determine gamma from fixed LY, one LY.
Yes.
There's no information.
Oh, I see.
It depends on the this is a fixed function.
But there's information in deviation from linearity of shorter LY that's, can you extract the gap?
So for example, if we take the point for LY equals 4 and LY equals 6, we can get the gamma equals 2 times log 2. But this, as we know that the causality length around here is around 4 to 5 letter spacing. So I think we need to consider larger system size, larger LY. This will be safer and reasonable. So this is why we do not use the, as actually for this thing, we do not use the data point with LY equals 4 and 6. So this is a question.
No, I understand, but the correction to that same form is also known.
So when the LY is a bunch larger than all the causality lengths, the correction will be exponential from the causality length. But when if the LY is not much larger than the causality length, the correction term will be complicated. Okay, this is the this diagram. So here we got to the find that the two topologies liquid in the middle of the square joint model in this region. Probably to the have time to see. Yeah, actually.
Why is this treatment gap looks so funny?
I think it's just the excited states have some funny property maybe. This single gap really looks like no curves. It's smooth, looks like curves.
But it's not like an additional level crossing happening within the
room. Probably maybe the inside still can have a level crossing.
Otherwise, you have the first order phase transition at 0.6, more or less, no? So I should expect that the gap is discontinuous across this first order phase transition, so this is just...
Sure. When system is much larger, we can have that. So.
So it could be a first one.
So actually, so there's two questions in some point here. This, I think, probably most study indicated that this phase transition can be continuous. But this phase transition looks like a first order, this phase transition.
But wouldn't you see that in a single capture?
We only have the little data point. We have some other data point.
Small.
Yeah, it's very painful to get the data point here. Really painful. Okay, probably I do not have time. Maybe I can stop here, maybe.
May I still come back to this issue? I still don't understand. You're working with periodic boundary condition in the LY direction. Mm-hmm. And so how can you be sure that psi 1 is really not the state we'd expect if you have topological order because of the periodic boundary condition in the LY direction? I'm sorry to explain that I didn't get your point.
So if the ground state is a neutral topological state, so there will be support redundancy in the 2D limit if we use a cylinder geometry, right? But when Ly is this small, generally, so as we know that the topological splitting usually has such a form, the topological splitting there will be something like Ly, Lx times the minus Ly, something like that. So since here, the Lx is not small, and Ly is small, so this value. And also we can have some protector. So I think it's better maybe not so small.
So you believe that the topological gap that would go to zero ultimately is larger than the local gap?
Yeah, if the both arrays equal to much larger.
Okay.
Yeah. So since here Ly is small, so not big enough. And also because of this man uterus some kind of less.
Since the scale called the length for the lambda called the length, calculation is around 4 to 5 meg spacing. So if we take Ly equals 10, such vector is around 2. It's not small. If you go near the critical point and in that regime where antiferromagnetic spin liquid transition, did you study bad lengths of magnetic field? What happens?
No, actually, I studied some other things.
But if you apply magnetic field, does it something dramatic happen near the critical point? Or?
I did not study that yet, but I studied this one. So actually, this one, I studied try to get the critical. So if we believe the phase transition is continuous, so we can study such a physical quantity. This is a new order of the square times L to 1 plus meter. So for different system size, the different curve should cross at one point, at the critical point. Looks like this one. Yeah.
Where is the JQ1?
Because there are some questions raised by Anders, so I try to answer his question, but I do not have time. I have several slides, but I do not have time. I want to convince you that in the intermediate phase, it is not a VBS order phase. Because it's many things are pretty different between this spherogenic model and the JK model, something like this one. Including this is the radius component and the demo order premise, something like the quantity, it does not even use such a radial exponent from the JK model. The different curve does not cross at point in the whole parameter region. So it seems like pretty unlikely the intermediate phase is maybe a dot of phase.
In your second plot, I didn't follow. That is, you're saying eta VBS is not 0.20. Otherwise, it will. So if it is not 0.20, what is it? Is it the number you found?
You mean this one?
Yeah, what is eta VBS you find? What eta VBS is a good fit?
I don't know either, actually. I just take this value from
it. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah. But
nothing works.
Nothing works.
It's not
in VBS.
Okay.
So if the intermediate phase is a VBS order phase, we probably they can see some crossing point around here.
I got confused.
Yes.
Is there any analytic picture of this spin liquid? And I don't know, can you compare these exponents to some field theory calculation?
This is a very good question. I only know one theory. It's working by Engu and Chen Ke. By condensing the EM pair, we can get the phase transition from the near phase to the intermediate spin liquid phase. But
Like a 15 months?
So then, maybe Ongu is here?
Yeah.
And maybe you can talk about Mao.
Yeah, so I mean, it's very, it's already a phase transition basically. We assume quantum spin nuclei is a T2 quantum spin nuclei. But in general sense, T2 need to near phase transition is very difficult. But in, one can consider E type, spinon type, excitation, and M type, bison type. And one can bound these two guys and make them condense. Then you can have near to T2 phase transition.
Do you know the critical exponent?
Yeah, we did. We calculated the critical exponent. And
what's your value?
Okay, I can give you Lagrangian expansion.
Can I just ask a related question? Okay, so if you look at the Chakravarti, Helper, Nelson, of course, they have this quantum disorder in transition of a Niel theorem, any ferromagnet or ferromagnet. So, but there, that's an effect of a three-dimensional transition that would have a much larger eta than your eta.
Yes.
Is that correct? So in that sense, having a quantum spin liquid somehow...
That theory doesn't apply to spin one half.
Why not?
So it would describe a transition to a trivial disorder phase.
That's what I think.
If that theory were right, then there would have to exist a quantum disorder state that had no topological order, or violate Hastings theorem. Cool. Maybe we know it's incorrect.
So, but that theory has an eta that's much larger.
No, it's small. It's very small.
Very small.
But you shouldn't. It's wrong to think about applying that.
But there are two different kind of phase transition, which was not an eta. It's a deep quantum grid phase transition, which turns out the eta equals common speed up, but another is x, y star. It has a much larger eta. It's 1.5, something like that, much bigger. I don't know, it's not a situation. I just try to calculate this one. But it turns out that it's quite different from this value.
Yeah. If you write the translation symmetry, then that theory can describe some phase transition, but with the isotropic.
You break it explicitly.
Yeah.
So that there's no degeneracy in the ground state.
Right. Yeah.
So if you look at anisotropies, then if I make J1 different in two different directions, is there anything that tends to favor dimer order? Or?
So this is the average value. So, to this one. So, has a smaller band size effect.
So, there's a theoretical argument that if you take the square lattice and make it very anisotropic, you have J1 and J2. Mm-hmm. You just break it up into chains with J1 and J2 between the chains. Mm-hmm. You have this classically the same kind of degeneracy point, but there, when both the J1 and J2 between the chains are weak, but have some arbitrary ratio, you vary that ratio, then one can make a much stronger argument in favor of a dimer state.
So the spin input would presumably give way to a dimer state?
I think so, but that's probably an extremely difficult regime to study numerically. If you're introducing another low energy scale, it's coupling. It's a controlled argument.
Thank you.